USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China should not hold talks of important global matters hostage. He spent Saturday in Manila meeting with his Philippine counterpart. It comes as China conducts a series of military exercises off Taiwan's coast in retaliation to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visiting Taipei. Blinken says issues between Taiwan and the mainland need to be solved peacefully.
What we've seen China do over the last few years is move away from a peaceful resolution of differences to doing so coercively and potentially forcefully.
President Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 1 week after testing positive with a rebound case, but he will remain in isolation out of an abundance of caution until he tests negative for a second time. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Job numbers from Friday came in more than double than what economists expected.
The United States economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate also fell to 3.5%. The Labor Department released the latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Elon Musk says his deal to buy Twitter for $44 billion should move forward if the company can confirm details about how it measures whether user accounts are spam bots or real people. The Tesla CEO has been trying to back out of his agreement to buy the social media company. That led Twitter to sue him. Musk countersued, accusing Twitter of misleading his team about the true size of its user base and other problems he says amount to fraud and breach of contract. The two sides are headed to a Delaware courtroom this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
We now know where one of the major political parties will convene in a couple of years. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Milwaukee will host the Republican presidential nominating convention in 2024. Wisconsin is a key swing state that was supposed to host the Democratic convention in 2020. The COVID pandemic shut down those plans. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel calling Milwaukee a world-class city during the RNC meeting in Chicago. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The wide-ranging bill called the Inflation Reduction Act is moving forward in Washington, but without a plan to curb drug prices on the private insurance market. The Senate parliamentarian says language imposing hefty fines on drug makers that boost prices beyond inflation in the private insurance market must be taken out. There will be a fight for Democrats to pass the bill as Republicans plan to propose amendments designed to derail the measure. A Texas jury has added $42.5 million in punitive damages to what talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones must pay to the parents of a child killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting. The total, $49.3 million, is about a third of what the parents of 6-year-old Jesse Lewis was seeking. It's the first time that Jones will be held financially liable for peddling the lie that the school massacre was a hoax. We're online at usaradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.